Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries.
Healthy living in Leith.
Welcome to Healthy Living in Leith, your podcast for exercise ideas and local inspiration from Griffin Fitness, direct from Edinburgh's port that is Leith. Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Healthy Living in Leith. Today we're going to talk about one of my favourite subjects, a rather pedestrian subject. It's the subject of walking. So walking is so good for you, and there's 5 reasons why I think it's really good for you. Firstly, it's excellent exercise. Secondly, it can boost your mood. Thirdly, it can actually improve your memory retention. Fourthly, it will tone your legs and your behind. And fifthly and finally, it's a fantastic form of transport. So, point one, good exercise. Walking is actually one of the best forms of exercise you can do. If you don't do a huge amount of exercise, fast walking is probably enough to get your heart rate in the cardiovascular training zone. So if you're looking to do walking for fitness, what you need to do is do a brisk walk so you feel slightly puffed but not absolutely exhausted. If you're a bit fitter, try walking off-road or going up hills. In Edinburgh, we've got Arthur's Seat. Near Leith, we've got Carlton Hill. So walking uphill is really, really good exercise as well. But walking in general is excellent exercise for your heart. And actually standing up in general is good for your heart health as well. So secondly, walking can boost your mood. So if you walk at a pace, an aerobic pace, so you're feeling slightly puffed, and you keep your heart rate up for around about half an hour, that low intensity, steady state cardiovascular exercise is the ideal form of exercise for the release of dopamine and lots of feel good neurotransmitters and endorphins. So actually doing a fast walk, maybe go up a hill, see a nice view and come down again, that is bound to boost your mood, and especially if you can do it in a green space. Number three, improving your memory retention. So this is quite new research that if you do some study and then go for a walk away from your desk, you will remember the facts and figures better than if you just sat there. Basically. So actually going for a walk is an excellent study aid. And I would say for anyone who's working from home as well, if you get one of those really awful emails you don't know how to reply to, write a draft, then go out for a walk, come back again, and just check your email before you send it. If you come up with a problem at work, rather than sitting there banging your head against a desk, go for a walk. Chances are you'll come up with a great solution. Okay, so we're on to bullet point number 4, toning your legs and your behind. So people don't think about walking as being strength training for their legs, but effectively that's what it is, especially if you carry a pack or, in my case, sometimes a tired little pug. But I always recommend walking as the first form of strength exercises for any new clients. Getting up, walking regularly is one of the best things you can do for your leg strength, and your get nice toned thighs and gluteus maximus, that is your behind, that we generally sit on quite a lot. So going for a walk is an excellent way to get your legs in shape. Okay, and finally, the reason I love walking is it's a fantastic form of transportation. So you're listening to Healthy Living in Leith. We're in Leith at the moment, and certainly walking around Leith is the easiest way to get about. We have quite a lot of roadworks and various things happening in the neighbourhood. So if you walk, you are a lot less likely to get stuck in a traffic jam. Also, you can go shopping at the little local shops and pick up some nice groceries as a wee treat on your way home if you're walking home from work. So they are the 5 reasons I think walking is an excellent workout for everybody. And in fact, even, we are going to follow episode is with a little walking workout. And the music is written by Andy Wright, who is the producer of this podcast. And it will take you on a little adventure. Now, it's okay if you're actually sat at home listening to this podcast. Maybe listen through to the walking workout and you can listen to it again when you're out and about on a sunny day.
Healthy living in Leith.
And here we go for our walking workout. So it doesn't matter if you're indoors or outdoors, if you're walking, or if you're thinking about walking. Try a jaunty pace as you walk down the street. Think about the weather. What's it doing? Is it raining? Is it sunny? Can you feel a breeze on your face? And as you're walking, just try swinging your arms naturally. So you're swinging your whole arm. So bring the forearm back with the upper arm, pulling back as you walk. Just let your feet land naturally. You might find yourself walking in a particular rhythm. I find this a bit of a jaunty pace, personally. Okay, so try taking a deep breath in as you walk. Smell the air. What does it smell like? Can you smell flowers? Is it diesel fumes? Maybe you're indoors and you can smell burning toast. I hope not. Anyway, enjoy your walking down the street, swinging your arms and moving your feet. Now we're thinking about what we can see as we're walking. Is there a nice view? Maybe you're walking next to a busy road. Just pay attention then. Sometimes we walk with our heads buried in our phones, but it's amazing what you can see if you just look around and keep walking. Okay, so now we've been walking for a couple minutes. Let's start thinking about our posture a little bit more. You might walk in a particular way. Maybe it's a bit of a shuffle, bit of a skip, bit of a hop. But the one thing that is for sure is everyone walks differently. There is not a 100% correct way to walk. It is good to think about your posture as you walk, though. It'll make things more comfortable. So think about pulling in your tummy as you walk. You're just squeezing in your belly button and keep walking. Keep breathing. That's important. You're still swinging your arms. As you pull in your tummy, you can think about almost leaning forward a little bit. Try not to lean from the hips, but you're actually leaning from the ankles. And keep walking. Keep swinging those arms. Okay, for something different, try squeezing your butt. Yeah, your own butt. Just think about squeezing your butt cheeks and pushing forward. These are your glutes, your gluteus maximus. They're actually the biggest muscle group in the body, and they're your locomotive muscles. So you might as well use them. That's it. By squeezing your butt, you walk down the street, swinging your arms and moving your feet. Take a nice deep breath in. Thinking about all of these things, still enjoy your walk, looking around, paying attention to your surroundings. Maybe you can hear the birds under your headphones, outside your headphones. Okay, so we're just walking now, thinking about squeezing in our tummy, thinking about pushing forward with those hips. Arms are relaxed, your shoulders are relaxed. Take a nice deep breath in. We've nearly finished with this little walk, but you can keep walking. Keep walking for as long as you want. Okay, just take a nice deep breath in. Isn't that better? Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed our walking workout. You can do some stretches, or you can just keep walking. So, I hope you enjoyed my first ever walking workout. I actually thought of it as I was walking down to the links, which is one of my favourite walks. And the next part of our podcast is an interview with Carrie from Leith Festival, who is also the brains behind this podcasting network. So stay tuned for an interview with Carrie. Hi, so we're welcoming Carrie to the studio today. Carrie is the new festival coordinator for Leith Festival, so welcome.
Thank you for having me, Tracy.
Thank you for coming along on this fine Friday, and hopefully the roadworks won't be heard. You might hear a digger in the background. Anyway, Carrie, tell me about Leith Festival this year.
So we're back. We're back for 2022, having not had a festival gala day or pageant or Leith tattoo for 2 years now. So obviously it didn't happen in 2020. Festival happens in June, the second week of June is the gala day and the pageant. So this year it is the 11th of June.
11th of June.
Saturday the 11th of June, we'll be at the links. There'll be the pageant. Route will be announced as soon as it's been confirmed. We're hoping to have the Leith tattoo back, which will be the following Sunday. So that's usually Father's Day, which is a really lovely thing to do down at the shore. And then the events in Leith, it's not Leith Festival, but the events in Leith carry on right to the end of June with Leith Late, which is the 24th, 25th and 26th this year. So the whole of Leith is going to be buzzing. We've got return of favourites for the festival and some brand new things as well, as a bunch of events. So good.
Fabulous. It's fabulous that it's all back again this year. And so speaking of Leith, tell me what your favourite walk in Leith is.
So I had to really think about this, and I've got some notes because I'm terrible for not knowing the names of places. So I start off at Vicky Park, and I know it's Vicky Park.
Victoria Park.
Victoria Park. And from there I would get myself onto the cycle path, and apparently, and I've learned this morning, it's called Steadfast Gate that leads you onto the water of Leith.
Indeed.
So we'd go along there and pretty much come out at like Coburg Street or somewhere like that, take me up to the shore. So I think it's really nice and quiet when you're at the cycle path or along the water of Leith. But I'm such a city girl that I like the noise and the bustle.
And there's also, there's wildlife and there's graffiti at the same time.
It's got everything the water of Leith.
Oh, sorry, street art.
Street art, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know if graffiti is the wrong term for it.
It's either graffiti or street art.
They're
the same. Anyway, so the water of Leith, and I think from Victoria Park down to the shore is about, it's about a mile, I think. So
it's not too long, and it's a lovely, it doesn't feel like you've walked too far to travel quite a distance. That's what I like about it. It's like a good cut through.
And it's nice and flat, so it's good for all abilities.
Very easy walking.
That's what we like.
And it's nice as well, because you'll have the people kind of walking their dogs or cyclists that go past. It feels like it's a nice, you always get a nice nod or a smile. It's got a bit of a community vibe along there. So yes. I always like that. And then I love it at the shore.
The shore is buzzing, isn't it?
So I think I'm drawn to water, and so I love it at the shore. I love just sitting at a custom house, looking out with coffee.
It's lovely to have a coffee and sit there in the sun, isn't it?
Yeah. I used to work at a music college at Giles Street.
Oh, right.
So it's the Academy of Music and Sound. It's a little independent music college, and they moved from the Grass Market down to Leith about 5-6 years ago. And
And you're a musician yourself?
Yeah. So my background is I'm a musician, mainly electronica. So band just now is called Macon Heights.
How do I spell that?
Macon Heights. It's M-A-C-O-N and then Heights.
Fabulous.
So it's come from a Philip K. Dick short story called The Commuter. And it's this place that doesn't exist but does exist to me.
Sci-fi electro, I like it. That's absolutely my thing.
Which is absolutely music. So we've labelled it retro electro, and that's my vibe. But I've come from a really, my background is popular music, so I taught popular music a lot. And I worked with the Academy of Music and Sound for 15 years nearly.
Wow.
Before I went down to London and worked, did a really similar thing in London for a while. And I came back to Edinburgh just before the pandemic hit.
Good timing.
And joined Leith Festival. So, so that's my background is mainly music, but I'm a huge fan of all the arts, really. So I'm really excited to be getting involved with the festival this year and just kind of soaking up some of those just, I love the independence of the businesses that you have. I mean, you get to the shore, so they kind of come out of the shore, and all around there it's really buzzing with great little independents, whether it's art or services. So, yeah, we'll get to work with them hopefully this year too.
Fabulous. And in your spare time, is there a form of exercise you enjoy?
I invested in an exercise bike because I live on a top floor flat and it was hard taking the bike up and down the stairs. That sounds really lazy.
No, and also if you're on a top floor flat, if you're jumping up and down, you can actually bother the neighbours. So an exercise bike is a brilliant solution. Do you like cycling to the TV or music?
To music. I mean, I'll get some tunes on, a bit of Daft Punk or Prodigy or something up tempo, and I'll just go for a really short amount of time. I love that. And then walking. I'm not big on running or any gym stuff. I don't like a gym, so something easy.
Cool. So it's been really, really lovely. This is probably one of the first times Carrie and I have met in real life, and officially handing the Leith Festival coordinator baton over to Carrie, and so excited to see what's going to happen this year. And thank you so much for arranging the podcast network. It's really exciting to be involved in, and I'm sure I'll see you very soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Tracy.
Healthy Living in Leith.
Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.